Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
All right, here we go. We are back for match number 2 of 3. Northeast Kansas League Volleyball Triangulars tonight here from Horton High School, home of the Chargers. If you missed it in our first matchup this evening, it was the host Chargers getting it done. 25-14 over Morehill Mounts Academy. Now, Crendon, we get Jackson Heights for the first time tonight against a Ravens team desperate to try to get out of here at 1-1.
Yeah, and Jackson Heights, one of the top teams in the NEKL. They are 7-0. Of course, they get jumped by Horton just for at the moment as they go 8-0 in the league after the league win over Marhill. But tell you what, this is a great Jackson Heights team. And, you know, something interesting between Jackson Heights and Marhill, they're the only two teams that don't have any returning first leaguers or honorable mentions coming from the NEKL, whereas we saw that with Horton, they had Cartley Huffless and then also
Chartier as well.
Piper Chartier, who came back as an honorable mention. But for Jackson Heights, they lost one first-teamer and lost one honorable mention. And then for Marhill, they lost two first-teamers and lost one honorable mention. So for these two teams, they're relying kind of on the underclassmen who are coming up to a higher level. We saw Marhill Mount Academy a lot from their sophomore, Capri Keckner. And from Jackson Heights, we're going to see a lot from McKinley Mulroy, the senior, and then, of course, the junior, Chesney Keckner. Her sister graduated last year. She was a first. She was the only first-team mentioned coming out of the NAKL, but so she gets a lot of the skills from her older sister. And of course, you're also going to see the senior, Taylor Bosley, the multi-sport athlete, softball, basketball, and she also is able to get it done here in basketball.
All right, so here we go. We got match number 2. The Ravens trying to sneak out of here with a 1-1 night after being swept by the Chargers in match number 1. First time for the Cobras tonight. Great jersey tops. The Cobras across the chest in green numerals and lettering trimmed out in whites, and, of course, the black uniforms all the way across for Morehill Mounts Academy with the gold numerals and lettering. They are trimmed in white as well. Kirk Kilman in studio, Crendon Prophet, Brandon Tabman. Glad to be a part of your Tuesday night here on KNZA. First place up for grabs tonight in what could be on the line in match number 3, but the Ravens could play a little bit of a spoiler here if they can take down the Cobras in what would be their first league loss. Here we go. The Ravens send it to the far side of the floor. There's the set. There's the spike. Easy first point for the Cobras. It's Chesney Cochran, as you mentioned, the junior, giving Jackson Heights a 1-0 lead.
That makes Chesney Cochran 98 kills on the year, just 2 behind Bryn Shoup, who comes in the day with 100 kills. We saw Jackson Heights just 2 weeks ago, and they broke a 6-game losing streak against JCN. Here they're trying to break a 5-game losing streak against the Ravens.
There's Kettner's kill shot, deflected on the back line, now pushed up by the Cobras, sent across by Shoup. Now the Ravens, center of the floor, there's the set, there's the spike, another good dig on the back line for Jackson Heights, and a free ball having to be sent over. Best rally so far through the first couple of points. Keckner with a right-handed push shot, and the Cobras ready for this one. Now here's a set and a spike, and it's buried inside the back line. Another point for the Cobras. It was Bryn Shoup put that one home, and a 2-0 start here for JH.
I mentioned Chesney Cochran, now with 98 kills on the year. We can mention now Bryn Shoup. He's got 101. She breached in her last game the 100-kill mark as just a junior. She comes in this year, and she's leading the way here with her team.
Well, the Cobras 7-0 in league play coming into this matchup tonight. Chargers winning earlier against the Ravens, moving to 8-0, and there's another point for the Cobras. The back line of the Ravens not quite ready for that one. 3-0 start here for Jackson Heights. And a good one here as McKinley Mulroy, the senior back, continuing to serve for Jackson Heights. They have scored the first 3 to start. Here's Keckner, front left, deflected well, but a free ball. The Ravens able to get it back across. A near point for the Cobras. Now Shoup. Now it's batted around at the net, and now a whistle and a violation. I think they get it against the Ravens, so the Cobras get a freebie there, and it's now 4-0.
We did not see anything like this in our first game when Marhill was taking on Horton. I mean, you know, they'd let the first point be given up to Horton. In set number 2, they allowed the first 2 points, but the first 4 was not something that was on the Ravens' bingo list, and here they've given up 5.
There's another one into the net by Morehill Mounts Academy. Now 5-0 to start here for Jackson Heights.
Might want to consider taking a timeout here soon, just depending on how things go. Obviously, you just want to play it out, just get some control of the game if you can, and bring momentum on your side. But if that timeout is needed, take it.
Mulroy a near ace, but Bradfield able to tap one across, desperately trying to get the Ravens' first point, but the Cobras are there, and now a whistle. And I think they get a violation on the Cobras this time, which we talked about it throughout the first match tonight. 3 points, you'll take them. Ravens needed that one to stop the bleeding here early. It's 5-1.
And now you just got to do what you try to get going in that first game, and that is take advantage when it's your time to serve and get quality serves over the net.
There's miscommunication on the front line. It was Chesney Cochran and also Sherling who both kind of went for it and then both backed off at the same time and allowed it to hit the floor. So back-to-back points for the Ravens. It's 5-2. Another serve sent across, far side of the floor. Cobras hitting to the near side. They push it left. There's the spike, not much behind it. Now the Ravens push it to the front left. Kechner's spike went off the top of the net and landed on the wrong side. So the Cobras take that point. It's now 6-2.
Just can't give up freebies. Both sides, Jackson Heights, they give up their first 2 points on freebies. Mar Hill, they like that, but you know, the thing you want to do is not let that keep being your trend.
Well, near ace for the Cobras, but a free ball sent back across by Nora Adams. Now the Cobras again. Cochran, she mistimed her jump and completely with the spike attempt, and now Ravens get to within 6-3. They have scored 3 of the last 4 after starting down 5-0.
That's all you got to do is just be able to face that adversity. I mentioned maybe calling a timeout if you couldn't get things under control, but here are the Ravens finding comfortability and finding themselves in a nice position.
Tipped up into the air. Good defense by Kechner, able to keep it inside the lines, and now a free ball sent across, that time by Miller. Cochran again puts it down in the back right corner. Again, not much behind it, but it was set up and just caught enough of it to keep it inside the lines, put it in a spot where the Ravens weren't, and Cochran earning that point. And it's now 7-3 Jackson Heights.
It's all about the heat. It's about the accuracy. I mean, you talk about a good fastball. Yeah, the heat matters, but you got to get it in the strike zone to begin with.
But again, it's not bad to throw in a changeup or a curveball every now and then, right?
Of course.
There's a long serve just out, so Cochran, after getting that kill with a service error, and it's now 7-4. First set, match number 2 here in Horton tonight. Northeast Kansas League Volleyball Triangular. Again, Horton defeating the Ravens in straight sets in our first matchup tonight. It'll be Jackson Heights and Horton in the final matchup after this one, and sole possession of first place could be on the line. Ravens trying to get out of here at 1-1 as the Cobras again coming in undefeated in league play. Good rally between the two. Kechner pushing across from the back line. Now the Cobras front center. Two-handed tap and mishandled by Kechner. That was Jennifer Melly's, the last touch for the Cobras, the sophomore. And now a double up here for Jackson Heights. Their lead is 8-4. We've alternated the last 6.
Jennifer Melly, she's up there at that mid-blocker position. She's doing a great job defensively in that little rally, but also there with the offensive finish.
And another serve coming up here for the Cobras. And here comes the JV ball. We're going to have to stop the play. All right, the first one we've seen, I think, where the JV ball really became a factor.
Curse the JV ball.
Now, I'm surprised it doesn't happen more, to be honest with you, but that time we finally got a stoppage of play. So here we go, back to it, 8-4. And the Cobras leading this one early. Kechner pushing it far side left and then tapped across on a free ball. Now the Cobras leaning back, sending it across. That time it was Bosley. Ravens now settling it down. They push it back across. Middle of the floor, not a good set, but still pushed across. Diving effort, and the Cobras get it back on their side with Shoup. Tapped across, Bosley, two-handed finish. Finesse by the senior,
9-4. You mentioned earlier, it's not about the heat. Sometimes it's just about the finesse. Another great leadership player, Taylor Bosley. Now, Bosley plays that more the assisting position, getting a lot of digs and passes in the air, but that's not a great opportunity where she gets a kill shot.
Kechner able to keep it alive for the Ravens, and now the Cobras battling, tipping it around at the net, and the Ravens win that battle. It's going to be Nora Adams defending it well up front. Much needed point there for Moore Hill Mount Academy, 9-5.
You mentioned Adams, just one of the 2 seniors here on this Moore Hill Mount Academy roster. It's a young team, a lot of underclassmen, a couple juniors sprinkled in there, so it's important for these seniors to take a lot of leadership in their role.
There's the set, there's the spike, Kechner the dig. Now Miller on the back line, launching it high into the air. Now back to Kechner, who sends it over on a free ball. Front right, shoot to Bosley, and it's too long. Bosley had it. It was set up pretty well for, but misfired on the spike, and it's now 9-6. Back-to-back points for MHMA.
Hey, you don't get an opportunity better than that. Just, you know, an error that a lot of people don't make, especially in a position like that, but just one that you want to forget, move on from, and then next opportunity comes up, let it roll.
There's Wani Miller on the serve. Nearly got an ace, but the Cobras able to get it back across. Now the Ravens again. Kettner near side. Adams with the kill. Deflected well up into the air. Battle at the net. Tipped up again. Now the Ravens get it back. They push it right side. Kettner leaning back, dropping it in, but a whistle and a violation, I believe. Was that the call? I didn't see.
Violation is going to be the Cobras point.
Boy, it was set up for Kettner, and looked like the Ravens were about to get one there, and not so fast. 10-6. Cobras get it back off of one hit. They push it far side, shoot, tapping, leaning to her left. Now the Ravens push it front right. Kettner leaning back, fires it through with a one-handed spike. Cobras trying to catch the Ravens off guard, and they do. And it was mishit by, this time, Hannah Cody, the junior, just trying to set it up and just anchored it out of play. And it's now 11-6, Jackson Heights here in set number one. Here's Bosley again, getting a near ace, trying to keep it alive is the Ravens' back line. Can't do so. Three straight now for the Cobras. They got a double up now. It's 12-6.
Taylor Bosley comes into the night, leading this team with third leading this team with 17 aces. Here she continues with her 18th one of the season.
Bosley a good serve, pushed up here to the front, leaning back Twombly, gets it across. Here's a push hand, that's Cochran, who tried to get one over there. Now that one's mishit by the Cobras' front line. It was McKinley Mulroy just, again, mistiming her jump on the block attempt. And the Ravens stopped that little bit of a run, now 12-7. Ravens will make some changes on the front line. Bradfield, the sophomore, in there as Folsom serves. Cobras trying to just get it back over on a third shot. They do so. Kettner front left, mistimed, and out of play. Boy, the set just not there. Kettner wide to it, looking for Adams, front left portion of the net, and send it too high and out of play.
Well, game number one against Horton, what did it come down to? Giving up too many misfires and too many freebies. Here, they're just dishing them out to Jackson Heights.
Cobras leading 13-7 here in set one over Moore Hill Mounts Academy. Battle at the net, this time won by the Ravens. Bradfield, who just came in, the last one to touch it there, and it's now 13-8. Horton swept, Moore Hill, 25-14, 25-14 in our first matchup tonight.
I was just going to say, Lucy Bradfield, a sophomore, underclassman. A lot of those players are just going to have to work their way up here for Moore Hill.
And a battle at the net, late call by the official. Was it deflected? It was, and I think the point is given to the Cobras. That is the call. 14-8 is their lead.
An opportunity for the senior, McKinley Mulroy, to help a long stretch here for the Cobras, but here Mar Hill just did a nice receive and then set up Kettner. And that's your best way to go here, and that's what, well, she's going to send it over on a free ball.
Well, Kettner, they tried to set her up, but they didn't get it close enough to the net for the spike attempt. There's good defense by Bradfield, but I think the point again to the Cobras there, and it's now 15-8.
Yeah, as I mentioned, it's crucial here to set up your biggest power hitter, your biggest outside hitter, Kettner.
Kettner again on the dig, but her dig goes up on top of the net, and it was set up perfectly for the Cobras front line. Chesney Cochran taps it down for the point. And now a double up here at 16-8, and the Ravens want to talk it over, so we'll step aside as well. Match number two, set number one here tonight. Cobras leading the Ravens 16-8. We're back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Holton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Double K, Kirk Kilman in studio, Crennan Prophet, Brandon Tamman here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Northeast Kansas League Volleyball here tonight. Horton a victory in match number one. They await Jackson Heights in the final match of this evening. But right now, Crittenden again. Cobras have a 16-8 lead over Morehill Mounts Academy in set one.
Just want to say, you don't call the double K, you call the cool K's. That's what it is. The Kirk Kilman and Crittenden Prophet. But here also, you know, Jackson Heights off to a great start. They're actually correcting the score here. It looks like it's 15-9. Is it? So we saw that it was 16-8 when we go into our timeout, but I just saw the correction of the scoreboard.
Okay.
So with that being said, yeah, this was a close one. A six-point game for Morehill. Try to overcome here. They didn't face this as an adversity early on against Horton. It was typically later on in the set. It looks like there's actually some confusion here being talked at the scoreboard, as we did mention that it's 15-9 at this moment. So I think something's being talked over with the point that happened earlier. But man, Jackson Heights, they're on an early roll here, and they're going to try to keep it going against this top eight team who came in tonight. Top eight team in 2A took a loss to Horton, who's not ranked in 2A, and Jackson Heights, who's leading right here, who's not ranked in 2A. And you're talking about two teams that could be ranked by the end of this.
Well, the KBA rankings usually come out sometime on Wednesdays each week. And of course, the Twin Valley League had the top two teams in 1A, Centralia Division 1 and Hanover Division 2, and we're still waiting on kind of the correction of the score here. And now
16-8.
It is back to 16-8. And was going to mention, the Cobras scored the first five in this set, and they have not trailed. So they went from 16-8. We went to a timeout. We came back. It was 15-9, and now all of a sudden it is 16-8 again. And it's going to be now 17-8, as the Cobras get a quick one there.
Morehill, they conserved their timeout early in this one. They felt like they can get things under control, and they did. They were getting things back in order. It was around 7-4. Things still looked pretty okay for them, but, man, Jackson Heights has been on a roll, and now they're up 18-8 now.
Now McKinley Mulroy with an ace, and this is crunch time here for the Ravens, as, again, they struggled in the second half of each of the first two sets against Horton. And now they're kind of letting it slip away here against the Cobras in their first set. Ravens battling middle of the floor. Push it left side. Keckner again couldn't get much on the spike attempt, but able to get it across. Now here's Shoup. There's her spike deflected. Keckner with the dig, but right to the other side. Cobras again. Not the greatest setup there, but somehow we're going to find a way to get a point. Well, they tried to set it up for Sherling, and she kind of had to stop her spike attempt and redirect herself and still put it in a spot where no Raven defender was, and it's now 19-8. The lead continues to build here for the Cobras, and now one up against the net. Too many hits after that. Keckner leaning back on it from the back left portion, and another Cobras point. It's now 20-8.
I mentioned keys of the game a long, long time ago. Stay concentrated and staying focused. It seems that that is kind of losing and blurring vision here for Morehill.
The Ravens with Bradfield, little tap down, but a diving save there by Sherling to keep it alive, and now another one put down. So Sherling kept it alive, and Shoup able to finish to make it 21-8. So it is a massive run here. And the Cobras scored the first five here in set number one. They have not looked back. Closest the Ravens have been is three. They are a long way off from being to within three, but that's a good start. They get one from Keckner there, and that stops a big-time run. It was 13-8, then it was 21-8, now 21-9.
Yeah, and it comes all back to, you know, can you general your offense when it's your time to serve? Just get a good serve over. Don't cause any errors. Don't cause any mistakes.
There's the serve by the Ravens. Push to the front of the net. Mulroy now get defense there by the Ravens, and is that a violation against Morehill? I think it is. Viswani Miller, I think, up against the net, and the Cobras take a free one there. It's 22-9.
Yeah, it comes down to the freebies. Just got to stay out of the net, got to stay from being underneath of it, and can't make crucial mistakes, especially with misfires and, you know, not correct passes.
And the sets have not been great for the Ravens here, although they are going to get a point here. Keckner, they tried to set her up front left portion of the net, but just keep having to, like, redirect their jumps and just trying to salvage to keep it across. But, again, they do. They get a point. They're down 22-10. Still got a long way to go to come back into this one. It will be Bradfield in the sophomore. Top of the net. Oh, diving effort somehow kept alive by the Cobras. That was Shoup. Nicely done. Ravens on the attack. Here's Kechner front left. There's the good spike and kill. Maybe the best set ball for the Ravens here in this first set. They need a lot more of those. Back-to-back points for them. They're down 22-11.
Yeah, that was a great kill shot by Kechner. She shot it right off the right hand of Schürrling, and that deflection just spun that ball like a helicopter right out of bounds.
Bradfield again to serve, and it's into the net. 23-11. So getting close to set point. As the Cobras again undefeated in league play, coming in at 7-0. 12-5 overall.
Yeah, a lot of great opportunities for Jackson Heights today. Not only staying undefeated in the league, but breaking a five-game losing streak against these Ravens.
There's Kechner now front right, tipped in the air. Good defense by the Cobras front line, but having to whistle it back into play. They do so. Now the Ravens on a second try, just a little tapper from Folsom, and no one there for the Cobras. Makes it 23-12.
Yeah, just a little miscommunication. I mean, the ball came down like a spotlight just right in the middle. Everybody was just staring at it. And just no one made the play for it, but still Jackson Heights big lead here.
Kechner with the serve, a near ace, but the Cobras set it up and now somehow get it across on a free ball. Ravens back middle, front right, Kechner leaning back, saved by the Cobras on the back line, and now just scrambling, and Bosley able to get it across, facing the wrong direction. And misfired on the back line this time. They were trying to set it up with Cody there, and she tried to push it to the front of the net. Now it is set point. It is 24-12. Cobras a chance, put it away here.
Well, if you're Ravens, you just can't give up. You got to stay focused. Don't get lazy with your passes. And I like the leadership here from Nora Adams, the senior. She's clapping her team and saying, hey, guys, let's keep this going. Let's keep this mindset that no matter where we are, we got to keep fighting and striving. And that's just what you want from your senior.
Cobras a point away from taking set one. They have it on their side of the floor. They push it front right. Here's Bosley on the spike. It's tipped, but stays on the right side and now pushed across, and that's going to be long. And it was missed hit by Mellies this time, so the Ravens stay alive. It's 24-13.
Well, the worst thing you can do here in this situation is give that last point to Jackson Heights as a freebie.
Well, the Ravens survive at least one more play. It's going to be Miller on the serve. And Shoup gets it across on a second hit. Now the Ravens, Kechner, left side, Adams, spike, pushed up in the air by Jackson Heights. Now they get it back across. Kechner again, front middle, Folsom, her spike is long, and that's going to do it. A miss hit by Folsom, and 25-13, the Cobras taking down the Ravens in set number one. We'll pause for a two-minute time. Set two action is coming your way next. You're listening to High School Volleyball on KNZA.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, we've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
In the sports world, offense scores points, but defense wins championships. That's how we should all view our finances, too. Earning money puts points on the board, but saving money keeps you in the game. For a reliable teammate you can count on, turn to DSB.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManacle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, getting set for set number two in match number two here inside the Northeast Kansas League. We got volleyball action for you here tonight on KNCA. Horton over Moorhill Mount Academy, 25-14 times two in set number one. And Jackson Heights pretty solid across the board, 25-13 over the Ravens in set one here.
Yep, saw a hot start from Jackson Heights. They came out firing, starting the game off 5-0, and pretty much that dictated the rest of it. They were great on the serving, great up on the attack, up on the net. And, you know, when it came to Moorhill, it was, again, giving up the freebies. Jackson Heights' Bryn Shoup looked great, whether she was receiving the ball, getting some good digs, saves, or hitting it over. And we also saw a little bit from McKinley Mulroy, the senior. Can't forget also Taylor Bosley, and then also Chesney Cochran, the junior, had a great time up at the net. She was just getting some great kill shots in at Jackson Heights. Overall, seeing a lot of great contributors. This is a team that has four seniors on it. We talked about Horton having four seniors on it coming today. Moorhill with only two. So they kind of like a lot of that upperclassman experience.
Well, just like that, an early whistle and violation on the Ravens to start. The Cobras jump out to the early 1-0 lead here in set number two. The Ravens in danger of dropping two matches here tonight, and they had a real chance. They still got, obviously, this set and would have to win a third as well. If they can salvage a split here, it would be monstrous to kind of keep themselves in it, but they're going to blink an eye. Next thing you know, 2 weeks will be gone by, and we may have an idea of who's going to win this league here in 2024. There's a good one there. Bradfield put it in a tough spot, and we're tied at one.
You know, a tough spot for Moorhill is on all four of their opening sets, they have given up the first point. Now, this is the second time that they've won-oned it, so they've been able to tie things. They're not giving Jackson Heights the two really of an edge, but keep that going in your favor, and don't let a team get ahead of you for Moorhill.
Sherling sends it across for the Cobras. Now Keckner front right, little tapper there, and found the opening. MHMA takes the 2-1 lead.
First lead of the night for Moorhill over Jackson Heights.
Cobras winning that first set 25-13, and then the Ravens dropping both sets to Horton 25-14. Cobras get it to the front of the net, get it across. That time it was Chesney Cochran, and now Bradfield. Cobras ready for it this time. Sherling sends it across. Folsom, Keckner spike, and into the net. Good set, but not a good finish, and it's a 2-2 tie.
That's pretty much what it's going to come down to. It's a game where it's, you know, bump, set, spike. You can't forget the spike part. It's a pretty crucial part of the game, Brandon. And, you know, that's just a part that, you know, as you know, Keckner will get better at as a senior. She goes on being able to locate the positioning of that ball and finding some more better opportunal spots to get a good spike in.
Folsom wins that tap at the net there on Bosley. And now 3-2, the Ravens lead it. They will get the serve back. Right now, Moorhill with a record of 14-4, now 4-3 in league play after the loss to Horton in match one tonight, and they get another point there. So four of the last five, and they lead it 4-2. And did not lead at all in that first set against the Cobras, but now have an early lead here in set two, and what is a must-win for them. Cobras push it front of the net. Again, we have switched sides, and there's a lazy shot by Chesney Cochran, again, kind of leaning to her right and trying to push it to the left side of the net and went right into the net. Now a 5-2 Ravens lead.
Largest lead that Moorhill had the entire night was against Horton. It was 9-5, and then things just kind of went south from there. So for them, take the opportunity of getting ahead early.
Now with Layla Cochran from the back middle to the back right. Big-time point for the Cobras libero. Now 5-3.
Yeah, Angela Barrera, you have to take a spike shot from behind in that backcourt line there. It's an incredible kill shot taken.
Couple of pinball style back and forth there, but the Ravens get it across. Here's the set, and there's the spike, but the Ravens defend it well. Now they get it over to Keckner, who tried the little tap shot. The Cobras there defensively. Now they push it left side, underhanded, and well defended, but up against the net after his second tap was Ziswani Miller, so the sophomore couldn't handle after one tap, and it's now a 5-4 Moorhill Mount Academy lead.
Yeah, nice little battle up there on the net. Senior Bosley against Moorhill Mount Academy.
Folsom trying to set it up there. It was hit to the net, well defended by Jennifer Mellies, beg your pardon, with that one. And now we are deadlocked at 5 apiece. So Cochran again, but into the net on the serve. 6-5 Ravens here in set number two, match number two. Cobras won the first set, trying to set up a matchup tonight. Horton awaits Jackson Heights in our final match, and first place, sole possession of first place, could be on the line in the NEKL in that one. The Ravens are trying to spoil it, make things a little more jumbled up. Good rally here between the two. They set it up for Folsom, one-handed tap, saved in the air by Bosley, and then a two-handed tap, mishit by Mulroy. She had the right idea and had that back left corner wide open, but just put a little too much mustard on it. 7-5, back-to-back points for the Ravens. They continue to serve here with the sophomore Lucy Bradfield.
Well, speaking about mustard, but also forget ketchup here right now. Marhill not playing, having to play ketchup right now. Instead, that they're taking the control, taking the lead, and they have a great opportunity as they're the ones serving this thing.
Boy, and they're relishing the opportunity there with an ace. Found the line, make it 8-5. I appreciate that, thank you.
Hopefully. That's a good one, Brandon.
I know. Kurt's having fun back there. A couple of subs in for the Cobras. Or they took that point away. I guess they're going to call that one out. So 7-6. Not 8-5. So it will be Jackson Heights serve here. As again, the Cobras won the first set pretty dominant fashion, 25-13. And waiting for this to clear, this is Maddie Bacon, who is serving for the Cobras. Pushed across by two hands. Keckner was there. Now Bosley front left. Two-handed tap shot. Back line for the Ravens. All ready for it. And now that one finished by Keckner, I believe. And a point for the Ravens. And now it is 8-6.
Just stay ahead. That's all you can do. And now a great opportunity for Capri Keckner. She goes back to serve. The sophomore who's kind of been the do-it-all player, the utility player tonight. She's got an opportunity.
Good serve, but stoppage of play here, and didn't see the exact call, but not sure if you saw it, but Jackson Heights.
Violation.
All right, they got the point, so 8-7. Ravens by one, and Bosley back to serve. Swings the right hand through. Back of the line, front left to front right, and tapped across. And now Shoup up off the rafters, and Miller's second chance, way out of play. And you can play it off the rafters. Not in a good spot there, and we're now deadlocked at 8-8 here in set two. Bosley spins, sends it across, trying to break an 8-all tie here in set two. There's a fulsome spike, but well dug up, but the second attempt couldn't get it across. Melly's miss hit it up front, and the Ravens retake the lead. It's 9-8.
Keep taking the freebies if you're Mar Hill and dominate that top front row. There's a lot of great players up there. Nora Adams, she's been stepping up. So is Zawani Miller.
Speaking of Miller, she'll serve it, and it's out. 9-9, we are tied again. And Miller comes out. And the libero in for Mar Hill Mouth Academy. Here is Jennifer Mellies. Sends it across, and a miss hit by the defender. That was Brent Shoup. Boy, it was one of those awkward hits, and they're going to call a lift, I believe. So that gives the Ravens a 10-9 lead.
Yeah, for Brent Shoup, she was trying to go over it, trying to underhand hit it over, but while she was in that process, just on the palm of her hand, she lifted it just a little bit, and I got the call.
Olson sends it across, free ball set. Over with the two-handed underhand there for Chesney Cochran, and now Cochran, another nice save. It's battered around the top of the net, but now on the side of the Cobras. Here's Shoup, her spike. Folsom sends it high into the air and out of play. So Shoup earning that point. Folsom had a chance at it, but just a little bit late to it.
And this is the kind of set, too, you were expecting to see in set number one. Both teams considered the best in the NAKL, the Jackson Heights being at number one, tied for number one coming into the day, and then also Mart Hill, who's top eight in the 2A coming into the day. It's just a lot of great fun, and we should be seeing this type of level of competition between these two teams.
Here's McKinley Mulroy, the senior to serve. Line drives it across the net. Far side to near side. A couple of Ravens hit each other. And a violation is called. That one against the Cobras. So despite three black jerseys running into each other, they still get the point. And then give it right back to Snora Adams on the surface air. So an 11-11 tie here. We continue to go back and forth in what is a must-win set two for Morehill Mounts Academy. Here is Shoup. High arcing on that serve. Ravens back line trying to get it to the front. Adams pushed across by Keckner. Front right to the middle of the floor, and then Shoup with two hands. Ravens settle, push it to the front. Keckner, left-handed tapper, and sent back across with ease by the Cobras. Now they want Keckner again, leaning to her right, drops it in. And I think that is a point for the Ravens. So we have alternated now eight in a row. And right now a 12-11 Morehill Mounts Academy lead.
That team comes back and forth. Haven't seen too many big-time kill shots. It's just been little, you know, slow finesse shots. So hopefully, either side here, you get some better opportunities to set up some of your bigger players.
Well, Sherling tried to kill one there, but now Keckner gets an opportunity, hits off the top of the net. Cobras settle. Bosley trying to tap, deflected at the rim, and now Keckner taps one down. It's batted into the air by Mulroy, and now the Ravens will set middle of the floor, kind of an awkward hit, but Shoup able to push it back across. Folsom, middle of the floor, now to the right side. Keckner leaning back, but right into a pair of hands for the Cobras. Push back across, good rally. They want Keckner again. There's the spike, dug up again, but up against the net, couple of hits. And that should be one too many hits, and the Ravens get the point. So it finally breaks that back-and-forth affair, but the Ravens now with a 13-11 lead and a timeout on the floor. The Ravens need it. And what is back-and-forth set number two here between the Ravens and the Cobras? We pause for 30 seconds. Back after this on KNZA.
I'm Rod Whitmer with Farmer State Bank, and I'm an ag loan officer. An ag line of credit from Farmer State Bank here in Houlton provides working capital when you need it most, whether it be for equipment repairs, fuel expenses, seed, fertilizer, feed, labor, and other ag input costs, harvest expenses, and more. We're here to help. Give us a call at Farmer State Bank, ask for Rod Whitmer, and we'll get you started.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Houlton, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, we continue on here out of the timeout. We got Kirk Kielman in studio, Crendon Prophet, Brandon Tamman here on KNZA. Appreciate everyone hanging with us. Match number two, set number two here inside the Northeast Kansas League. Horton awaits Jackson Heights in the nightcap, but right now, gone back and forth here in set number two with the Ravens leading the Cobras 13-11. You got the two officials discussing something here on the near side, but again, it was all Jackson Heights in set one, but the Ravens playing well here in set two, trying to force that third set.
Yeah, we're getting a bit of a teeter-totter, and you know, not only just forcing the first set, but this is the first time Morehill has forced another team tonight to call a timeout. Morehill's already called five or six timeouts this entire night, trying to correct their offense. That time, they forced an opposing team. This time, Jackson Heights to call a timeout as they're down by two.
There's Cochran on the kill, launched into the air. Nora Adams got a piece of it. Now Keckner, Miller, her third try, does somehow get across. Front right portion of the net, leaning back, deflected, and down it lands. It was Sherling who got the kill for Jackson Heights. They get to within one now. It's 13-12.
Yeah, great timeout taken from Jackson Heights. I mentioned it was the first timeout Jackson Heights has taken today, and it was at a great opportune time to get this in your favor.
Here's Chesney Cochran off the top of the net. Keckner dives, saves it from an ace, and Bradfield able to push it across with two hands. Left side, here's Bosley's spike attempt, but well defended by the Ravens that time. It was pushed back across. Now two hands, tapped across, a whistle. I think it was stopped. And did the Cobras get that point? I don't think so. And it's hard when you got both courts going, and multiple whistles going off at one time. It's hard to tell which one's which. And it was a violation against the Cobras, and now it's a 14-12 Ravens lead. They get the serve back.
I believe they got two bodies against the net is what it looked like the referee called.
And Bradfield's going to get an ace. Mishandled by Shoup on the back line. Tried to push it up with two hands and just misfired.
It's not a mistake you see a lot by Bryn Shoup. She's a leading dig player on this team. She does a really great job of getting some good saves, getting digs. and putting opportunistic passes for her teammates, but they're just a mistake.
A near ace, but the Cobras get it to the front of the net. There's the spike, but way too long, and that one missed hit by Sherling. And don't look now, the Ravens have a 16-12 lead. They have scored three straight, five of the last six.
Yeah, this ties their largest lead of the night against any team. They had a 9-5 against Horton, but here an opportunity to not let the same mistake happen.
Now the Cobras trying to battle back. They get it across. Miller for the Ravens. Now Bradfield with two hands on a free ball. Cobras just get it back to the middle of the floor and another errant shot. Spike attempt by Cochran goes way out of play. And it's now 17-12. Another timeout. We'll follow suit. So the Ravens in a must-win here in set two have a nice run going. They lead Jackson Heights 17-12. We're back in a tight 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Right now, Morehill Mounts Academy trying to force a winner-take-all set three against Jackson Heights. After the Cobras won set one, 25-13, the Ravens here out of the timeout, leading set two, 17-12. Again, Horton and Jackson Heights will be the final matchup here this evening. Could be first place on the line.
It looks like another discussion between these referees here, but yeah, you bring back just this matchup. This is a heck of a set number two. We saw set number one, just the biggest demolition we've seen tonight, 25-13. But here, Morehill is playing their best set of the night here in set number two against Jackson Heights. They're finally getting comfortable. They have forced Jackson Heights to take back-to-back timeouts in this game, and you know they're getting them mismanaged here. Jackson Heights is the one creating the misfires and giving up the freebies. This is the side of the court that Morehill wants to play on and be a part of.
Here's Bradfield with the serve after the referee's discussion has concluded. Cobras get it across on a second hit. Ravens front of the net. Folsom spike deflected. Cobras settle. They push it to the front of the net. Now Bosley across with two hands. Ravens back in front here. Kechner spike. Dug by Shoup. On the back line, forcing to the front. Bosley again across with two hands on a third try. Now a battle at the net. Tipped across. And another battle at the net, batted around a couple times and won by the Ravens. Cobras diving for it and could not get there. All of a sudden, 18-12, Ravens. Bradfield continuing to serve, she's a sophomore.
Yeah, we've seen Bradfield do a lot today, whether she's up on the line or in that back serving, and she's just going to have to try to keep this leadership and this generalship for this Ravens team and get a long rally for them going if they want to take a shot here at winning set number two.
Boy, just when you look at the standings after they lost to Horton, this is a crucial opportunity here as Bradfield goes into the net, service error, so that stops the run at five in a row. And speaking of five, that is what Jackson Heights is within here at 18-13. But again, we just talked about how crucial this one was for the Ravens to get in terms of keeping themselves in arm's race of the league standings. If they drop this one, and they're falling farther and farther behind while the two teams, or two of the teams in front, continue to create some separation. Here's Kechner, one-hand finesse, and found the opening. Nicely done. 19-13, Morehill Mounts Academy.
A near perfect save from Bryn Shoup, but just no one else who is ready for the pickup.
So here is Kechner, one of our early athletes of the week. And once the Ravens, at one point, had won 11 in a row.
Well, here are the Ravens, again, back-to-back times, your service errors, and that's just something you can't afford when you want to shut away a team like Jackson Heights, who have been able to get on a couple of hot streaks against you tonight.
19-14, Cobras with the serve. And pushing it across and finding that opening, Nora Adams, the senior for the Ravens.
Miscommunication on Jackson Heights' defensive side. It was right in the middle, right behind the back line, or right behind the attacking line. Just nobody was making the call for it. And that's just what's going to drop this set number two for Jackson Heights. not finding that correct communication amongst your teammates. And if you're the Ravens, just take advantage of that.
First time we'll see Leia Martin tonight serve off the bench, and she immediately mishits that one into the net, so it's 20-15.
Three straight serving errors now for Mar Hill. That's just something, again, you cannot afford when you're trying to shut away a team like Jackson Heights. I don't mean to sound like a broken record, but you can't keep letting the same track spin around and around and around again. You got to find a way to get it over the net and play good rallies.
There is Layla Cochran to serve. Ravens push it front center, but a little bit too hard on it and deflected it out of play, and a point for the Cobras. 20-16. This is the Cobras' opportunity to rally back. Another serve sent across, bumps up into the air. Left side of the floor put down, but the back line ready for the Cobras. Now Shoup, her spike attempt is down. 20-17. Three straight for Jackson Heights. They're within three.
This is one Jackson Heights can easily come back up to thanks to those errors. And now Mar Hill, they have to take a timeout to evaluate and rethink and rearticulate. Like, hey, guys, let's get back. Let's get that focus mentality where you guys were at. Let's go to those beginnings again.
Well, let's keep it right here. A quick 60-second timeout as the Ravens are needing this second set to force a winner-take-all set number three, Jackson Heights. They scored the first five in set one, did not look back, en route to winning 25-13, but in a much different story here for the Ravens, but they felt maybe the momentum swinging back towards Jackson Heights and maybe just calling that timeout to say, hey, we're all right, just got to stop the rhythm here. Out of the timeout, little tapper there by Koechner. Cobras frantic to get it back across. A good diving effort on the back line, and Koechner able to push it across. A couple of good saves on either side. Here's Shoup, middle of the floor. Her spike deflected and then caught. I think we got an injured player down on the other side for Moorhill Mounts Academy. So that's why the play was stopped. So I'm not sure what the ruling is there, if that's either a point or if it's like the ball rolling in from the JV side, if they just stop the play. I'm not sure exactly the ruling there, but it is still showing 20-17 on the scoreboard, but the concern is the Ravens player that is down.
Well, right now it's the coach. Both coaches, she is currently set up, and they're talking to her right now, so she is kind of leaned upwards. They might have to maybe possibly assist her off.
Not.
They will.
So they get...
That's the libero for Mar Hill.
Walking off under her own power, it looks like maybe pointing, maybe looking at either the arm or the shoulder. Looks like they might be looking at her arm or maybe her elbow. And she's off under her own power, getting looked at. Substitution is in. Martin takes over back middle of the line there, and right now, so it will be a replayed ball here. So it's still 20-17. Cobras with the serve. It's going to be Layla Cochran to do so. Home stretch here in set two. The Ravens need it. I think Jackson Heights is upset because I think they feel like they should have got that point there.
Well, originally the point was actually there was a point called for Jackson Heights until the injury timeout.
And now a battle at the net. I think the Ravens got that one. Correction. Jackson Heights got that one. So it's 20-18. Well, just like that, it's all of a sudden a two-point match here in set two. Shoup. I want to get it back to Shoup. Here's the spike tipped in the air. Ravens defend it well. Koechner now pushing it to Nora Adams. Her spike attempt dug up by Bosley. Here's Shoup again. Buried it in the back left corner. 20-19. Five straight for the Cobras. We got a one-point match here.
Here's your 99 heater right there, Brandon. Right down the line, there was just no other better way to put it. It was just buttery smooth, just straight sailing right into that left corner.
Now a stoppage of play, and as Cochran was serving there, I think we'll get another replay here, so... Well, Moore Hill's lead has slipped away. It is 20-19. Jackson Heights down by just one now. Here's Twombly, taps it across, tipped in the air. Now Shoup able to get it across on a free ball. Kechner sets it up, Folsom spike, and that's going to be a point. It was mishit. Shoup just kind of put her hand out. Now she taps the front and says bye bad on that one. And a big point there for Moore Hill to stop the run. They lead it now 21-19. They get the serve back with Folsom.
Well, Mar Hill's on a three straight serving error streak, so good chance here to break it and get a good serve over.
Folsom does get it across. Now Cochran, now Shoup, kind of thought maybe Chesney was going to get a hand on that. Instead had to get it across. Battle at the net. Tipped out of play by Twombly. And a point for Jackson Heights, and it's 21-20. It is getting dicey now.
Yeah,
and the Ravens
control,
need it.
Yeah, in control of the roll of the dice is going to be Jackson Heights. It's Mulroy, and she's a senior. She's got a lot of great leadership. She's been back there serving for 4 years, so opportunity to put this one close for Jackson Heights.
Folsom to Kechner. Bradfield sends it across. Mulroy puts it in the air. Shoot now. Little finesse shot. Good diving save. And saved by the Cobras here on the back line. Pushed to the middle of the floor. Chesney sends it across, and we get a whistle. And a violation, I believe, committed against the Cobras, which gives it back to the Ravens, now leading 22-20. Get unsure of what the call was there, but Ravens will take it. They get it across. Here's Chesney, two-handed tapper, but out of play. She misfired. 23-20, Moore Hill Mounts Academy. They need it. Trying to force a third set here. Here's Bosley, Mulroy, Chesney having to lean left, but gets it across. Now they want Kechner leaning back, and she fired it into the net. Boy, she wanted that one, and it's now 23-21. Cobra's down two. They get the serve back. I think Brent Shoup going back to do the duties here. Wearing jersey number one, the junior Brent Shoup. Launching it. Could have been out, but saved by the Ravens. They tap it across. Cobras now. Left side, Bosley. Two hands. Saved on the back line. Good job by Nora Adams this time. Now Kechner pushing one across, but a little too strong. And the Cobras within one. It's 23-22.
Crazy thing before that last time out, Jackson Heights took. It was a 17-12 game, and now it's just a teeter-totter here with the final points left of this, and it's all in the hands of Bryn Shoup, the junior, and how well she executes her serves for Jackson Heights just down by one.
Launching a good serve. Folsom, Kechner on a free ball, sends it across with one hand. Bosley up in the air. Mulroy back to Bosley. Goes underhand this time. Back line for the Ravens there. They want Kechner. They set her up. She's lazy on the spike. Is it in? I believe it is out. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm looking at the far side, but I think they said it was tipped.
Yeah, it was tipped on Jackson Heights. I believe Chesney Cochran.
So it's now set point for Moore Hill Mounts Academy. So they got lucky there with the tip by the Cobras. And it's 24-22. A chance for the Ravens to force a winner-take-all set three. They got one more point to get.
Libero steps back in, so she's off from the injury. She's moving that arm a little bit, making sure it's all worked up. But, yeah, she looks good coming off the bench.
That's good to see. An injury earlier, but back into the match here. And now there is a good serve, but the Cobras have to settle here. And a free ball sent across. Ravens trying to win it here in set two. Kechner spike tipped in the air, but Shoup has it. Mulroy tapping it across. Folsom up to the front. Kechner again. Two hands tipped. Battle with the net, and it's won by MHMA. And we'll go to a set three. A must win for Moore Hill Mounts Academy. And they get it done late when things got tight. 25-22. We head to a deciding third set. We'll step aside for a 2-minute timeout. Back after this here on KMZA.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
choice.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th. Call Beth today to find out the right fit of protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget, the wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It was a must win for Morehill Mounts Academy in set number two, and they're able to hold off a Cobras rally down the stretch. So Jackson Heights, a winner in set one, 25-13, and then the Ravens come back 25-22. And what we called essentially a must win here for the Ravens to salvage a split tonight, keeping themselves in the race for the NEKL title. Well, when things got tight late, they were able to hold on.
Yeah, you mentioned things got tight late, 25-22 win, but I'll tell you this, Marhill definitely made it harder than what it needed to be. They had three serving errors down that final stretch when things could have been closed pretty easily for themselves. They just got to find a way to not create so many errors, misfires, and not taking advantage of opportunities. Not saying Jack Knights is completely out of it in that set. Obviously, they had a lot of great chances. Jack Knights is also giving out freebies. Both teams are dishing out freebies. I mean, there's free sliders for everybody, but you gotta be able to limit those as a team, especially if you want to be a quality team coming down in the stretch here.
Well, the Ravens will be on the far side of the floor here in this final set. Cobras hitting near side to far side. It'll be McKinley Mulroy, the senior. In the gray jersey, road uniform, number four on the back, sends it across, and we're off and running, set three, and a couple of missed hits by the Ravens, and the Cobras out to a 1-0 lead.
Well, that continues one streak. Marhill has dropped the first point in every single set, but doesn't mean that they'll drop the set itself. We've seen how they were able to battle in the last set. It just takes them to get that motor going a little bit here, but an opportunity for Jackson Heights to come out on an early start.
These two teams with a combined overall record of 26-9. Well, again, these two teams have been very solid in 2024. Here's the set, there's the spike, and there's the point for Jackson Heights. Chesney Cochran makes it 2-0.
And Chesney Cochran was one of those players for Jackson Heights in that second set that she just couldn't get really great shot opportunities. It was going out of bounds or putting too much air, but that time she just puts the perfect placement. She was right in the middle of the net. She uses her right hand to hook it to the left side. Overall, just a great, perfect shot that gives that junior some confidence.
We are in set number three, match number two, and another ace here for Jackson Heights. Good start here for the Cobras with a 3-0 lead.
Well, we saw that in set number one. It was a 5-0 lead to start, so we'll see where things go and maybe how we might see some mirror imaging here. But for the most part, Jackson Heights were the start they needed to do what they wanted to try to do in set number two. Because
another good serve across. This time the Ravens settle. Bradfield with two hands on a free ball. Here is Mulroy, left side, shoot, deflected, out of play. Good defense, but couldn't keep it inside the lines, and the Cobras, beg your pardon. Now have a 4-0 lead. Sorry, I looked up at the scoreboard and saw Chargers because we are in Horton tonight.
Well, they are charging ahead, as you say.
They are charging ahead. What a one-handed attempt there. It was nearly incredibly saved by Bosley, but nobody there on a third try. So the Ravens get one on the board. It's 4-1. First serve opportunity, far side to near side. It is Nora Adams. Doing that duty this time. Mulroy, left side of the floor. Mellies leaning back, gets it across. Folsom, front of the net. They want Kettner. There's her spike on top of the net and finds an opening. Makes it 4-2. So back-to-back points for the Ravens. Set number three, match number two.
Yeah, Mario's just finding great spots to place the volleyball in the spike. Jackson Heights just not communicating on who needs to get it.
Mulroy backside, shoot per spike, pushed up into the air by Folsom. They want Kettner leaning back and saved by Bosley. Now shoot again, middle left, gets it over and curls one in there. Not sure how that one stayed inside the line, but it did. A point for Shoup and Jackson Heights. Stops the back-to-back run there, so now 5-2 Cobras.
That's a beautiful curveball. Just went right, swept left, and straight down to the ground.
Shoup on the serve, a lot of heat behind it. Ravens were there. They want Kettner, leans back, puts one down, and the deflected dig goes out of play. Miss hit by Layla Cochran, and now 5-3. Ravens down two. They get the serve back. Jackson Heights, one set one with ease, 25-13. Ravens, 25-22, and set two to force this third one. Here's Kettner off the top of the net. Cobra's saving it. Bosley tees one up, off the net, hit a couple of times, and out of play. Ravens get it. Good efforts, but unavailable. 5-4.
The start of the set is what the Ravens wanted, but it's going in the direction that they want. Keeping it into an even pace and settling in and then letting things go your way here.
Bosley back to the middle of the floor. Layla Cochran gets one across. Folsom, now Kettner. Shoup. Up to the front of the net. Here's Mellies into the net. Or correction, that was Sherling, who was late on that one. And now we're tied at 5. So after the Cobras scored the first 4, the Ravens have scored 5 of the last 6. And we're tied at 5. Bosley, they want to set her up, pushing it across Vanessa. Kettner diving, saving, but can't get it back across on the second try. Nora Adams couldn't get it. Great effort there by Kettner, but now Jackson Heights leading 6-5. Chesney Cochran back to serve for the Cobras. Trying to stay undefeated in league play. They're having to go the distance here with Morehill Mouth Academy. Kettner, middle of the floor. It's deflected into the air. Shoup gets it back across. Folsom, Bradfield, blocked. Good defense there by the Cobras. Out of play it goes. Credit Mellies on the point there defensively. And it's now a 7-5 Cobras lead. Well, if the Cobras hold on, we will have a battle for first place. And our final match of the evening is Horton awaits. And the Ravens want something else. Trying to keep themselves, came in, the Ravens did, in a tie for third in the league standings with JCN and Pleasant Ridge. And there's one that's hit strong and out of play. It was a good rally there. And the Ravens, a little too much on that one, and now 8-5, 3 straight for Jackson Heights.
You bring up rallies. Rallies were the reason why Mar Hill contributed to their win in set number two, is that those long rallies that they were extended, they were able to come out on top.
Bosley, two hands. Ravens trying to get it back into the middle of the floor. They do, and get it across. Shoup running away from the net, gets it back to the front. Melly sends it across. Folsom over to Kettner, tipped in the air. Another diving effort. Good save on the back line, but a third chance just off the top of the net. Shoup just could not get it over. It was a great dive and save by Cochran. And then Shoup's push, just top of the net, sand to the wrong side. It's 8-6. Here's Bradfield for the Ravens, far side of the floor, serving to the near side, spins it in the left, and swings the right hand through. Bosley to Cochran, front of the net, Mellies facing away and gets it over. Here's Kettner, spike deflected by Mellies. Puts it down on the defensive effort, Jennifer Mellies, the sophomore.
Yeah, Mellies, who plays that mid-blocker position. I called her a little bit just 2 sets ago, and she had a great offensive and defensive play. I haven't heard her name called for a bit. Kind of being silent up there on the net, but that time coming in, playing a very dominant role in that point for the Cobras.
For the last 5 for Jackson Heights, they lead it here 9-6, a winner-take-all set 3. Match number 2 tonight, and that one is down for the ace. Hannah Cody was in position, and the last second she pulled away thinking it was going to be long. Instead, that is an ace for Maddie Bacon.
And Maddie Bacon just letting it sizzle, hit that back line, just perfect placement, just what you want to do.
Tries it again. This time Cody made the right move, put it in play. Kettner leaning back on one, and that one is out. Just a little bit too strong for Kettner, and a run here for the Cobras. It's now 11-6.
Big opportunity for Jackson Heights. They've put in a couple of substitutes throughout this one, and they're looking really good here with them.
And Kettner, I think, wish she had that one back. That was going to be one out of play, and it would have been a service error, but she leaned on one and kept it in, and a couple of times batted around, and now 12-6. A dozen to a half a dozen. Bacon continues to serve. Cody, middle, pushing it to the front. Kettner leaning to her right off the top of the net. Mellies will set it up. Now Bosley spike. It's defended well. And Mulroy tapping it around at the net, and down it goes. Well, the official put it down, saying, yes, it was a point, and then pulls it up and says, no, it's not a point. And I think the initial call is what's going to be called, and that's a point for Moore Hill Mount Academy. Needed there. It's now 12-7. That stops a run. Jackson Heights had scored 7 of 8 there and 5 straight. That one is down. What a hit from the back middle by Chesney Cochran, and finds inside the line in the back right corner.
And that takes some serious strength. I mean, you're talking about 7 feet from that net. You're behind the attacker's line, and she just puts one on a frozen rope right between the right corner and then the top corner. Perfect placement.
And Kettner scrambling, and finally Adams gets it across for the Ravens. They push it backside. Mulroy spike too long. It is 13-8. Jackson Heights here in the final set.
And I heard Jackson Heights in set number 2. Great sets and great passing opportunities, just not well-executed finishes when it came to the spikes and the kills. And those are just things that you always want back.
And that one is long on the serve from Zizwani Miller. And a free point there for the Cobras. Now 14-8, they lead it here. Substitutions both sides, rotations on both sides. Cobras trying to stay tied with the Chargers for the top spot in the NEKL standings. The Ravens trying to rally here. Front of the net here, miscommunication. Twombly was trying to get out of the way and let Adams get in there to finish that one off, but by the time Adams got back, it was too late, and it's now 15-8. And a timeout on the floor. So the Cobras have the advantage here in the winner-take-all set number 3. It's match number 2 tonight here in Horton. Back in 30 seconds on KNZA.
'Tis the season at Wilson Tire in Horton.
No, not that season. It's rebate season.
So rev up your savings with top brands at unbeatable prices. Experience the quality performance you trust from major brands like Nexen, Hankook, Cooper, and Toyo. From all season to all terrain, we've got the tires you need to conquer the road. And for a limited time, enjoy exclusive rebates on select models. Don't miss out. Call Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473, or check us out online at wilsontireks.com.
We made offers are subject to availability. See Wilson Tire for details. Offer ends soon.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here we go, out of the timeout. Jackson Heights in control, 15-8 in set 3 against Moore Hill Mount Academy. Ravens get a point. Miscommunication. Two diving for it at the same time. It was Mellies and Bosley, and neither one could get a proper hand on it. And it's now 15-9. So the first point out of the timeout for the Ravens. Here's Folsom to serve. They set it up for Shoup. Her spike is buried on the back right corner. All Folsom could do was just stick her hand out and hope for the best, and the best was not good enough there. Now 16-9.
One thing I do credit Omar Hill is the way they're serving the ball. They're trying to be more conservative about it, just trying to get it over the net, not creating any mistakes. But, of course, when you're playing that conservative role, when getting a serve over, you allow for an easier reception on the other team.
Ravens do a good job getting it back. Now a battle at the net. Bradfield taps it down. Cobras now with Mulroy. And leaning back, Sherling. Here's Kettner, front of the net. Bradfield puts one down, but right into the back line. Cobras now push it to the front and get it across on a free ball. Kettner, middle of the floor. They push it to the side of Adams, who spikes it down and deflects it in the air, but diving efforts by Layla Cochran not in time, and the Ravens get that point, now trailing 16-10.
Just got to stay focused.
Coming down the home stretch here. Ravens again battled back to win set 2-4 this final set. Cobras have been in control for the most part here in set 3. Here's Kechner's spike attempt, and it is just a bit strong. Boy, she thought she had it. It was close, but the back judge here says no go, and it's 17-10.
And there's going to be something really special about Capri Kechner, you know, as the years go on, and she's able to find that, you know, balance of experience when she's in those opportunities, when she's got that kill shot. She's made a lot of misses today. She's made a lot of great hits, but as this game goes on, she'll get more comfortable.
Kechner blocked, now taps it across with the left hand, and the second effort gets one down. Good job to keep it alive there by Kechner after it was defended by the Cobras at the net, and they get one back here, 17-11. Alternated the last 5 points since that timeout was called. Here's Bosley, Mulroy, back to Bosley, her spike, and sails away too strong. 17-12. Ravens continue to serve. After the loss to Horton in the first match tonight, the Ravens record now 14-4 and 4-3 in league play. Cobras and the Chargers both undefeated as of right now in league play. They are at the top of the class right now. Mulroy trying to push one to the back corner, but it's saved. Now Kechner tipped in the air. Good defense up front by the Cobras. They settle it middle of the floor. Now shoot from the back middle. Sends it across. Adams now gets it across. Here is Bosley again, two hands. Kechner leaning back, batted into the air. Now a free ball has to get over for the Cobras, and they do get it across. Now Layla Cochran, now Kechner on a spike, shoot with the dig. Middle of the floor, Mulroy, here's Bosley, tees it up. Good dig on the back line this time by Kechner, who gets it across. Good defense. Good rally. Mulroy now pushing it to the back side, and Sherling gets it across. Not much behind it. Now Kechner again. They're trying to tee her up, and she gets that one to go finally. It was deflected and out of play, but a long rally goes to the Ravens, and they get back to within 4 at 17-13.
And that's what helped them win set number 2, winning long rallies, defending up on the net, and then also just playing great in the back row, receiving, digging, and passing. Those are crucial parts to the game.
Here's Chesney Cochran, gets it across. Folsom, Kechner, left-hand tap. Good defense by the Cobras that time. Now Bosley again, and tried the finesse shot, but was leaning too far back and couldn't get enough muscle over the net. And now it is 17-14 and a timeout on the floor. So 4 straight, 5 of the last 6, and 6 of the last 8 have gone to Morehill Mounts Academy. They're within 3 in this winner-take-all set number 3. Back in 30 seconds here on KMZA.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At The Pines in Houlton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, The Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in 2 locations, The Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at The Pines in Houlton, our family caring for yours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Quick timeout, right back into it, and an early serve, and that was a nicely played ball by Chesney Cochran, finding some opening in the back left corner to stop that run for the Ravens, who had gone 4 in a row, but it's now 18-14. Cobras get the serve back here in this final set. Here's Kechner, and a perfectly played ball, but what's the whistle? What's the call? I think they get a violation, but either way, it's against the Cobras, so the Ravens get the point, 18-15. This is Bradfield to serve. Far side of the floor, here to the near side. Spins it, slaps it, sends it. Here's Shoup. Middle of the floor, Mulroy. They want Bosley. Tees one up, well defended by Miller, and then a long one sent across and out of play, and the Ravens get another. 18-16, they're within 2.
Be that team that gets that concentration and that focus. In that Horton game, it felt like the Ravens, they just kind of lost it when they went down by the large margin. But now in Jackson Heights, they see a real opportunity for the comeback, and here they are climbing back slowly but surely.
Here is Mulroy, middle of the floor, tapped across by Mellies, and it's deflected out of play. So Mellies, the last Cobra to touch that one to get the point. It's now 19-16. Here's Bacon back in to serve. Or here's Bacon back in to cook. Back in to sizzle. There you go. The sayings are endless. As Bacon swings it through. Ravens set it up. Kechner has to tap it across to keep it alive. Now scrambling is the Cobras front line, and they can't get there. 19-17.
Well, you always like some scrambled eggs with your bacon, don't you?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, sure. Thus far, I like them over easy, but you know.
Oh, okay.
They go down either way. Here's Shoup. Bacon up front. There's the slap, and there's the point. Bump, set, spike, and Melly's with the finish. Or do they call a lift?
Call a lift.
Wow, so never mind on that point. So it goes to MHMA, and they're within one at 19-18. Now, partner, here we go. Final set here, and we're down the home stretch, and we got a good one here brewing. Morehill Mount Academy trying to salvage one here tonight. Ravens push it, front of the net. There's the spike attempt. Shoup diving, saving. Bacon left side. Here's Bosley, two hands across. Now scrambling is the Ravens. They get it to the front of the net, and Melly's mishit it. Puts her hands on her head and knew she had an opportunity for an easy point and just mistimed it. And we are tied at 19-19 in a timeout on the floor.
Yeah, by Jackson Heights. They got to settle down their players.
We will keep it right here. As once again, Jackson Heights in the first set scored the first five and never looked back, beating the Ravens 25-13. And then really back and forth, both teams had runs in set two. But in the end, it was the Ravens who held off, winning 25-22. To force this third set, Cobras scored the first four in this final set. Ravens came back with a run. Both teams, again, have had their share of runs. But right now, the run has been by the Ravens. They have scored three straight, five of the last six, and nine of the last 11. And all of a sudden, they have tied this thing up here late.
Yeah, and they've eliminated the mistakes. They've had not a single serving error in the set. Hope I don't jinx them here, but you know that's what I'm saying. It's clean play.
There is a good serve. Shoup. Bacon. Left side. Here's the spike. Defended on the top of the net, but back to the Cobras. Still on top of the net. It's batted down, deflected by the Cobras. And the Ravens get the point with Caitlin Folsom. They take the lead at 20-18.
Yeah, and that's the first time they've had this lead in the set. And now all you got to do is build up that momentum. Know that you're only 4 points away from match point. Let that confidence rise you.
Good serve, and it's going to be an ace. Mishandled on the back line by Chesney Cochran. It is 21-19 as the Ravens are trying to rally to salvage one here tonight and give Jackson Heights their first loss in league play. We'll see. Shoup to the right side of the floor, front of the net, tapped across. And now a one-hitter back across. Here is Bosley. They want to set it up. One-handed tap. Nearly found the opening, but Kechner gets it to the left side. Adams. Now Bosley for the Cobras. Back to Bacon. Once Bosley gets the finesse shot, tapped in the air, but Bacon has it. Mulroy, front of the net. Melly's across, and down it goes. Melly's, I think that was much needed for Jackson Heights. They get to within 21-20, and that stops the run of five straight for MHMA.
We are easily seeing some of the best volleyball all year between these two teams right now. Everything on all fronts are clicking, and everyone just is really just working off of each other here.
Melly's gets it across. Now Kechner, two hands, and slapped into the net, and a second chance, doesn't get over, and good job and effort by the Cobras, but the Ravens get the point. It's 22-20.
Just got to keep control of it. You've taken the lead. No need for slip-up or errors.
This is Diswani Miller, the sophomore to serve, and she goes into the net. 22-21. And she will come out as both teams will rotate. The final set between these two. Cobras trying to stay unbeaten in league play, but they're trailing 22-21 here. They got the serve. Melly sends it across. Folsom up to Kechner. Her set went across, and now the Cobras reset. Here's Shoup. Her spike tipped in the air, but gets it right back. Now Mulroy tapping it at the net. Ravens still battling at the net. Still high, but now on this side for Bosley. Front right to Bacon. Puts it across, and down it goes. Boy, Bacon. Nicely done, and we're tied at 22-22.
and you mentioned it. You mentioned net, right there. That's how you win a game, is just being able to play that net perfectly and you know, set your team up for prime positioning.
Mellies, deadlocked at 22 here in the final set. Who wants it more? Bacon, front right, push to the middle of the floor, Shoop underhands it across. Ravens back to the front of the net. Now Folsom will spike one. Bosley there. Now Bacon, here's Shoop, tees it up. Defended well, gets another opportunity, but she misfired. The Ravens catch a break there and take a 23-22 lead.
And that's unfortunate for Jackson Heights to be able to have those misfires. And unfortunately for them, misfires has been kind of the theme for them the last two sets here.
Rolling off the top of the net, it was a near ace, but Cobras get it across on a free ball. Folsom, Keckner, front of the net, Adams taps it across. Now they want Chesney, middle, tipped in the air, good one-handed save, back across for Bosley. Bacon again, left side shoot, tees it up, buries it. 23-23.
And there's the kill shot that you wanted to see from a player like Brand Shoop. You've seen her skill set throughout this game. This set, she just feels like she hasn't been that comfortable. There she is. She's able to take a great one right in the middle. This one's a great one.
Boy, 23-23 here in the final set. Here's Bradfield, front of the net, deflected, gets it back across. Now settled down by the Cobras. Here's front left, Shoop, taps it down. Did it touch the line? It did. Wow. Boy, anticipation, and all of a sudden, Jackson Heights has match point. 24-23.
Ravens just can't blink here. Don't let this opportunity slip for you. You're still in this one. And they're going to take a timeout and think about this.
All right, we're going to pause here. Quick 30. It is match point for Jackson Heights, 24-23. Don't go anywhere. We're back in 30 seconds.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A chance for Jackson Heights to end it there, but a service error ties it at 24, and we go to extra points here. The final set between the Ravens and the Cobras, 24 all. Ravens send it across here to the near side. Mulroy pushing it left side, leaning back somehow. Did it stay inside the line? I don't think so. And that's going to be a point for the Ravens. Now they have match point. 25-24.
You're hearing their crowd energy on the Ravens side.
A chance to rally for a win. The Cobras need a point here. They push it backside. Shoot. Two hands across. Diving save. Front of the net. Leaning back. The Ravens, can they get it over? They can't. It is 25-25. Why not go a few extra points with this one?
It's like extra innings, man. You just love it. You gotta love the high level of play between these two teams.
There's the serve by Shoop to the front of the net. Keckner, top of the net. Cobras have it. Now Bosley with two hands, trying to find the opening and does so. A diving effort by Folsom a little bit late, and now the Cobras get back the chance here at 26-25.
And for Jackson Heights, there's no one else really better for you to have on your serve than Bryn Shoop.
Moorhill needs this point. Keckner set, spikes into the net! And the Cobras come back and survive the late rally as they're going to win it 27-25, and they avoid dropping what would have been their first league match here in 2024, and that sets up a battle of unbeatens in league play and our final matchup of the evening. So Jackson Heights survives Moorhill Mounts Academy 25-13, 22-25. 27-25. We'll take a quick break, come back, recap it, and get you set for the final matchup. A good one brewing. And we got one more coming up after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Foster Ford and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fordandholton.com. www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
At Bergston Insurance in Holton, we've recently helped multiple families save hundreds of dollars on their insurance premiums. With summer activities coming up, how would these savings benefit you and your family? Don't let insurance stress your finances. Let's make shopping it easy for you. Call Bergston Insurance in Holton right now at 364-3771. Bergston Insurance. Count on us, a name you can trust.
Hello, this is Ruth Roy, mammogram technologist at Holton Community Hospital. As a breast cancer survivor, I know firsthand the importance of regular screening mammograms. In 2012, my mammogram detected a small area before I could feel a change. It was found early, and now my prognosis has been good. I know early detection saves lives. Please, I urge you to get an annual exam. It may save your life.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless, dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate, online at kellermanrealestate.com.
At Kellerman Real Estate, we're often asked, how is the real estate market? While times are different with higher interest rates and a shortage of inventory, it's still a great time to buy and sell property. Consulting with an agent is more important today than ever to understand how you can best position yourself in this market. At Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, we are ready to accompany you on your real estate journey. After all, we live, work, and play where you do.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, they're honoring the pink out here tonight at Horton High School. I believe we'll have a few extra minutes here before what is going to be a battle for sole possession of first place in the Northeast Kansas League as Jackson Heights. Boy, they survived a tough scare from Moore Hill Mounts Academy, and they win it in three sets, 25-13, 22-25, and then 27-25. Credit the Ravens. They certainly battled in a multitude of ways in those final two sets and had a chance. They were up 25-24, a chance to win it, but three straight by the Cobras. And again, they survive, and we get set for a battle of 8-0 teams here in league play with the finale. And again, Horton and Jackson Heights coming up here in about 15 minutes or so.
Yeah, you know, and we came into today saying that out of all the teams, it's Moore Hill that comes in here with the biggest, you know, weight on their shoulder. We're ranked in 2A right here. Okay, we're ranked. I mean, Jackson Heights and Horton, their situation is, well, we don't want to lose that first league game tonight. We want to keep that undefeated streak. And we'll see that today. We'll see one team come out undefeated in league play. But for Moore Hill, they want to keep that top 10 placement in 2A. But they're most likely going to lose it after today, losing both sets, going 0-2 against Jackson Heights and 0-2 against Horton. And tell you what, they played their best set against Jackson Heights in set number two. You saw the team click. You saw Keckner and how she was finally able to get settled in with some great kill shots. You saw Caitlin Folsom just do a lot of contribution. Nora Adams, Forrest Wombly, Viswani Miller, she finally started getting more comfortable hitting too, not having so many mistakes getting into the net. But overall, Jackson Heights, great execution in the final stretch of things. And that's especially what you want to see from a team that wants to be one of the best in 2A. A team that, you know, come out hot, stalemate themselves, but then, you know, reignite that engine after it stalls, and get things going back on the road, and that's what Jackson Heights was able to do. They were able to ignite themselves. Bryn Shute, Chesney Cochran, Taylor Bosley. You didn't hear their names much in the final points for Jackson Heights until, like, the final couple ones, but, you know, credit to all the other ones that came in substitution-wise, Bacon, Mellies, they made some great plays to keep Jackson Heights even in it in those last 7 to 8 points. So Jackson Heights, all around, from top to bottom of the roster, they all contributed to making that win possible over Mar Hills.
Well, now we get, again, they're doing some recognition here in between these matches. Great showing by the, really, all fan bases here tonight. It is packed here on this side of the gymnasium. So it's going to be hot to trot as, again, we got sole possession of first place on the line here in the Northeast Kansas League tonight. And, you know, we talked pregame before the first match just how crucial it was for the Ravens to maybe at least salvage one. And now it's pretty much the halfway point of league play. They fall themselves behind. They're now 4-4 in league play after going 0-2 tonight. And either Jackson Heights or Horton's going to come out of here at 9-0 in league play. So you look at kind of where the Ravens are right now. Boy, they're not out of it mathematically, but they put themselves in a pretty big hole in terms of trying to win a league championship.
Yeah, they'll be stuck in the middle, but one thing I do want to mention, it feels like week after week there's that one team in all these tries that have that long winning streak against everybody else who comes in today. But this is the first time we've seen a team that has a winning streak against both teams finally get beat and snapped by both teams. Mar Hill had a 4-game win against Horton, had a 5-game win against Jackson Heights. Both teams found a way to overcome and achieve a snapped victory. And I know they're looking past. I'm sure most of those teams are not looking at that streak. Instead, they're more looking at, hey, we're focusing on this year and trying to get that win and looking for that win in league play. Sure, they weren't too focused on that streak, but it's just a nice little accolade to add on to things. So Jackson Heights and Horton, as they come up here, we're going to see one of the best games probably that we've seen all year between two really quality teams that are going to try to compete for a spot to be ranked in 2A, but also for the spot that's up in NKL.
Well, Horton has beat Jackson Heights this year. It was literally just a handful of days ago at the Hiawatha tournament, so it was a non-league game, of course, and it was a victory for Horton, so it's going to be the second meeting, but this one more important. Of course, now both teams still undefeated in league play. Sole possession of first place in the Northeast Kansas League is on the line in our final match. So, again, if you're just joining us, Horton over Moore Hill Mount Academy in our first match tonight, 25-14 and 25-14. And then Jackson Heights in a thriller survives the Ravens in three sets, 25-13, 22-25, and 27-25. We got about a 10-minute timeout here. Kurt will take over in studio for just a little bit, and then we'll come back for the nightcap. First place on the line in the NEKL, a battle of unbeatens, as it's Horton against Jackson Heights here in about 10 minutes or so. Keep it locked right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.